It is Thursday, November 28th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center presents Merry Little Christmas, a musical celebration featuring the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. It's Saturday, December 7th in the Clapp Auditorium. Show begins at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information, including overnight accommodations and breakfast, available by calling 443-4531.
Ahead on this Thanksgiving edition of Ozarks, music, shopping, and a holiday cocktail. We find out how local businesses work to attract shoppers in the midst of the Black Friday weekend.
For music, we talk to Fort Smith native Josiah Hawley about his career after being a finalist on NBC's The Voice and his homecoming concert this weekend. Plus, Roseanne Cash discusses the work on her father's childhood home in Arkansas. And we'll have a preview of Aaron Deal's upcoming concert at Walton Arts Center.
And our cocktail comes from a house in Fayetteville dedicated to creating unique drinks.
This is Ozarks at Large. Today is Thanksgiving, but some folks are already looking beyond the turkey and stuffing and are designing their game plans for one of the most competitive shopping times of the year. A recent trend associated with Black Friday shopping has been launching holiday discounts earlier. Many stores are open today, and if you subscribe to some companies' mailing lists, your inbox may have been recently flooded with pre-Black Friday sales. Another trend has been a push to shop local. In 2010, American Express founded Small Business Saturday, a day dedicated to supporting small businesses around the country. One local community that has embraced shopping locally is Clarksville. Gina Wilkins, director of the Clarksville-Johnson County Chamber of Commerce, has been with the chamber for almost 2 years. The organization has launched a Shop Local contest, which she believes is the first Shop Local campaign they've organized in the last 15 to 20 years. The contest kicked off November 1st and will run until December 4th. For every $250 of original receipts submitted from one of 16 participating stores listed on the Chamber's website, shoppers will receive one entry into a drawing to win $1,000. The prize money was collected from the $75 each participating business paid to be part of the contest. The drawing is scheduled for December 7th during Clarksville's Christmas Parade and second annual Light Up the Square event, which is scheduled for 5 p.m. Wilkins says the focus on local shopping spans an entire month instead of a single day in an effort to make sure more people can participate.
We do have a lot of small mom and pop stores here that are specialty stores, and people, we want people to focus on getting their holiday items and gift items and things of that sort locally. We're, advertising this on in our local newspapers, our local radio stations, our Facebook page, and our website through the chamber, also through our newsletters. And we're just encouraging people that, to look at the studies that have been done, that for, every $100 that's spent locally, $45 stays in your community. And that, not only helps sustain and create jobs, but it has an overall positive, effect on our economic impact and our families of, that own the local businesses.
In 2003, the Institute for Local Self-Reliance conducted a study of the local multiplier effect in several small Maine communities. The study looked at how much of a dollar spent at a local independent store is respent in the local area in the form of payroll, goods and services purchased from area businesses, profits spent locally by owners, and donations to area charities. The study found that each $100 spent at local independent stores generated $45 of secondary local spending compared to $14 for a big box chain. Those big box chain stores are the ones who publicize deep discounts on Black Friday, but Plaid Friday is a new movement that offers an alternative to big chain stores by encouraging people to shop locally the day after Thanksgiving. Plaid Friday was conceptualized in Oakland, California, which, according to the initiative's website, is a city known for strong shop local campaigns. The name was conceived from the idea of weaving the individual threads of small businesses together to create a strong fabric that celebrates the diversity and creativity of independent businesses. According to a report on the initiative in 2009, which aired on the public radio program Marketplace, the city of Oakland put $50,000 towards its Buy Local campaign as part of an effort to retain some of the estimated $10 million in sales tax lost every year by residents shopping outside city limits. Plaid Friday has spread beyond Oakland, and some Fayetteville-based businesses are participating in the initiative. Nightbird Books, for example, is taking the name literally and will be offering 10% off all purchases on Friday if you come to the store wearing plaid. Should you prefer to wait until Saturday to do your shopping, local organizations like Main Street Rogers will be hosting events. As part of its Holiday Hoopla series of events, the organization will be encouraging shoppers to spend Small Business Saturday in downtown Rogers. Dana Mather, interim director of Main Street Rogers, says they have organized a recharge station inside Dollar Saver as a place for guests to take a break and recharge from shopping at the downtown businesses.
People can just come in and stop in there between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday to warm up a little bit if they're chilly from shopping, or meet friends and family if they're split up. And we'll have snacks and some drinks there to help people warm up, and snacks from various different downtown restaurants. And we'll have gift wrapping services there as well in case anybody wants to get a package wrapped before they go. And just nice things for people to relax. Chair massages from several of the downtown massage therapists are volunteering to come do chair massages for people. And we'll have music on the streets. The Heritage High School band is bringing several ensembles to play music on the corners during the day just to add to the festive atmosphere.
Mather says participating businesses will be offering unique items and gift certificates until about 5 o'clock Saturday evening, which is when the Holiday Hoopla kickoff is scheduled to begin. The event will feature the arrival of Santa and a brief tree lighting ceremony. Some businesses will continue the shop local spirit by opening back up on Sunday, and several are participating in the Shop Late Till 8 initiative. Many downtown restaurants and retailers will stay open later on Thursday nights in December, and activities like an ugly Christmas sweater contest and lady shopping night are planned for each week. Mather says there are several benefits to shopping in downtown Rogers, such as finding unique handmade items you may not find at a big store in the mall, and supporting the local community.
In downtown Rogers, we're all locally owned small businesses, and so shopping helps support the economy and the community. It helps make downtown a vibrant area for people to not only shop and do business in, but live in.
Earlier this week, the city of Fort Smith sent out an official news release encouraging holiday shoppers to shop local first. Free marketing tools for local merchants, loyal patrons, and family members participating in Small Business Saturday are available at AmericanExpress.com/shopsmall.